Yeah, I was impressed by San Francisco. So I thought all the cities in the U.S. were that beautiful. But that was the only city that beautiful. Anyway, after I left there and came to the Washington, D.C., and stayed in a hotel for nearly a month. And then, of course, the news conference, all these, and they took me to the New York, even on the Today Show on NBC. But I was worried that, I was coming to the United States to live, become a U.S. citizen. And worried, why worried? What am I going to do? I need a job. I learned the English. My English language was very weak. And then how could I get a job? All that. And I had more problems than that. The immigration problem also. To tell the truth, what happened was that South Koreans wanted me to go to South Korea, not the U.S. But since the U.S. already committed that I can go to the U.S., they wanted me to come to the U.S. The South Koreans said no. So they compromised. What compromised? U.S. told the South Korea that they will issue him the temporary visa so he cannot stay in the United States permanently. And the U.S. told the South Korea that we are not going to make him a permanent resident. I enrolled at the university. First thing was that I want to go to school. So go to school takes quite a time. In the meantime, that visa, I have to extend every 6 months. So when I was in school, finally I realized that I asked the CIA that please help me to get the permanent residency. They said no, because they had an agreement with the South Korean government. They are not supposed to give a permanent residence. So I gave up on them, CIA. So what I did, you know, I got very smart by then. I asked a U.S. senator from the state of Delaware, ask him for the introduce a bill through the U.S. Senate. I know that the U.S. has three separate branches of government, and if a U.S. government don't want to help, then I can always ask for the U.S. Legislative branch of government to help me. So he introduced a bill through the U.S. Senate, and all that has to go through the House, and President Eisenhower signed. That's why I became a permanent resident. And after I became a permanent resident, you know, I thought the CIA might be mad at me. I'd be behind them. And they congratulated me. I said, what the hell is going on? You guys never helped me. I did my own, then congratulated me. Later I found that if I did my own, they are not supposed to interfere with my residence thing. I didn't know that. You know, CIA people were told that if Ken Rowe does the immigration thing with his own, then don't interfere with him. That's what I heard later.